The Prime Minister has held his government's line on climate change despite pleas from Pacific Islands for a stronger stance on emissions and temperature rises. Both Tony Abbott and New Zealand Prime Minister John Key refused to go further than their existing commitments on global warming at the Pacific Islands Forum in Port Moresby. Some Pacific Island leaders say they're disappointed in the leaders for putting economic growth ahead of the survival of communities in small Pacific nations. Eric Torchik reports from Port Moresby.
Thank you, members of the press.
Negotiations at this year's Pacific Islands Forum took much longer than expected.
Thank you for your patience and understanding and waiting for us. I know it has been a long day, so we will make it short.
It was a tough session as Pacific leaders worked to change Australia's stance on climate change policy, an effort that ultimately failed.
Australia and New Zealand have made no additional commitments when it comes to climate change.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott says both countries are already doing enough to reduce carbon emissions.
As you know, Australia and New Zealand have already announced very ambitious targets for emissions reduction to take to the Paris conference.
Pacific Island nations had said this meeting was their last chance to highlight the threat they face from climate change before the UN climate conference in Paris. The Australian response has disappointed the leaders of small island nations who say some people are already being forced out of their homes by effects like rising salinity, lack of water, or damage from severe storms or high tides. Kiribati President Anote Tong had campaigned especially hard for Australia to further reduce emissions, support a tighter limit on global temperature rises, and consider a moratorium on new coal mines.
It's just disappointing. I would have really would have loved to go back and say, yes, we have support, solid support from all of the Pacific neighbours, including our developed neighbours. And how does it feel? I've learned to live with the disappointments.
President Tong says Australia and New Zealand continue to argue that reducing emissions further will stymie economic growth and lead to job losses.
I understand what's being said, that if they agree to those reduction in emissions, then it would hurt their industries, okay? And it would hurt the life standard of living. But what I'm perhaps failing to communicate across is, whilst it will affect their standard of living, it will, for us, it will affect the future of our people.
The forum also stopped short of agreeing to requests for a fact-finding mission to investigate reports of worsening human rights abuses in the Indonesian province of West Papua. Instead, it voted to consult Indonesia about the move.
Eric Torchik with that report.